This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy on the ones and twos. My name is Mitch Nelson, a.k.a. Thunder. Mason Crosby, bone to the jaw. Good morning. Welcome into hour number two.
10 o'clock hour. Here we go. So, yeah, we're gonna be rolling. We got Jared Aberderis about to jump on and talk a little more Badgers football, some Packers stuff, and kind of pick his brain on his thoughts on everything.
It's always special when you get to play for your hometown team, for the team you grew up as, cheering for your whole life. And for the most part, that doesn't happen. I mean, Mason, you grew up as a Cowboys fan?
I was in Texas, so yep. I grew up watching the Cowboys and rooting for them. Always had a fondness for the Packers, so it was pretty awesome when I got to go there. But definitely, if you're able to stay in state and play for the team you grew up watching and being a fan of, that's special stuff.
Joining the Mason Crosby Show now, he is that man, the wide receiver stud, one of the all-time Wisconsin Badgers, Jared Aberderis. Good morning, Jared.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Jared? Man, thanks for jumping on. I know it was a little short notice, but appreciate you carving out a little time. Sometimes you just got to wing it. You just got to go and figure it out. So appreciate you jumping on. I just kind of want to ask you, like, what are you up to these days?
Yeah, I'm a financial advisor with Thrivent. So I've been doing that really since I was out. Immediately started doing all like the testing and all that kind of stuff. Have to get your credentials and whatnot, but got that done and been doing this for right around 7 years or so. It's kind of crazy how fast time goes.
Yeah, you're always a smart guy. So those receivers, we gotta watch them. They're always they have to learn a playbook. They gotta you actually have to like know things. Unlike us kickers,
there's a lot that goes to it. Hey man, I remember when I obviously went to the Sharks. I went to the Lions for a year. We won't talk about that, but having to relearn a playbook. I mean, especially when you play with guys like Aaron Rodgers, and then able to play with Matt Stafford, the intellectual quarterbacks, being on the same page with them, checks, all the stuff you got to do at the line of scrimmage. I mean, there's so much you have to know. I was so happy when I didn't have to fill my brain with all that, useless knowledge.
So being a financial advisor, does it, feel less stressful and easy at times, compared to playing in the NFL and learning all that verbiage and all the plays that you had to, memorize and make sure you knew the nuances that Aaron wanted you to know? I know Aaron is very detailed and always wanting very specific things out of his guys. So, maybe give us a little insight into that time, in Green Bay and learning all that stuff from Aaron.
Yeah, no, Aaron was really demanding. Obviously, great player, Hall of Famer. You know, and being a young guy, I think that's why a lot of younger guys do end up struggling. I mean, you look at, you know, even a guy that I came in with in the draft class, Davante Adams. I mean, there was times people were calling for him to be cut after year two. But obviously, you know, one of the best in the game right now and one of the best in Packers history. And so, you know, I think the tough part is trying to be on the same level intellectually with him because he knows the game at such a high level. And when you're a rookie, you come in, you're just trying to figure out which way's left, which way's right, you know. But, yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, having confidence, just, you know, gaining his trust. But there's so much that goes into it. I mean, I remember you know, there was a time at practice in camp where I line up and we had a play called. And, you know, you got to be looking at the defense, understanding the coverages, and they're obviously trying to disguise, you know, look at a, you know, cover two versus four versus one. They're always, you know, trying to move around.
Oh, yeah.
And at the same time, I got to be looking at, you know, Aaron and figure out, you know, he's going to give me a hand signal or this or that, and that changes your complete play. And not only do you have to know your route, but you have to understand what, you know, the guy in the slot or outside does, guy on the other side, the tight end, the running back, because depending on coverage, you know, you're going to have to do a different route or different job to protect maybe the inside guy. If you're on the outside running a go route, you got to go outside release, you know, through the shoulder to protect him. So there's so much going through your mind, and it's all in a split second. You have to make those decisions. So it's definitely hard, and I think that's why you see, you know, guys that play longer with Aaron, you know, have more success, because it's just, you got to be on the same page. I mean, look at a guy like Jordy, you know, had a lot of success, and they were just, you know, on the same wavelength, you know, with everything that they did.
I love it. I love that insight. You know, that's those are special things, just to kind of have like some insider information on how it is to play with a quarterback like Aaron, and the, you know, the demand that it is. Because a lot of, you know, fans, a lot of people just look and they're like, okay, they probably have a play, you know, designed for this, and everybody just lines up and runs their routes. But there's so many adjustments and things that go at the line of scrimmage in a, you know, 5 second period of time that you might have to adjust and make a change on. You know, I will toot my own horn a little bit. We ran a very sophisticated defense, you know, down in eighth grade football here in Brentwood, Tennessee this last year, where we were running, like, it was amazing. We had some really talented, you know, defensive players and just athletes on our team that really understood football. And it was fun because, like, we actually were able to implement some of those shifts and coverages, showing them cover one and then dropping into like a two and, you know, doing some different things. So it was kind of fun as I started to kind of, honestly, remember football a little bit. You know, it's like I played kicker for so long, and I was, you know, just kicked the ball in the NFL, and you know, was very locked in on what I was doing there. But watching the game for so long, I you know, I did grab a lot of those things, because I liked watching like what you did as a receiver and the nuances that came with, you know, running the offense with Aaron and what our defense was trying to accomplish. So I felt like I always had the best, you know, kind of viewpoint and perspective from anyone, because I could just kind of see the whole picture, you know, unfolding. So let's shift gears a little bit to this Badgers program right now and what's going on there. Maybe talk a little bit about your time there and what you're seeing with Fickell and this team, and you know, kind of your feelings in that.
By the way, Jared Aberderis, the tied for second all-time receiving touchdowns and second all-time receiving yards with our Wisconsin Badgers.
Ooh, baller.
Stupidly Evans.
Baller.
Love it. I had it. Obviously, an awesome time down in Madison, being a walk-on down there. You know, and really, that was an awesome time. I mean, you look at the Badger team, track, hockey. I mean, really, everything was just successful, I would say, for the Badgers. And, right now, I would say, you know, it's obviously tough anytime you go through a coaching change. You know, you got to allow those guys to get, you know, the right fit in there. You know, because you obviously brought in a whole new offensive style. And so it's going to take some time. You know, I personally wish they, you know, and anybody can look back on things and say, hey, do this or do that. But, you know, I was such a coach, you know, Coach Chris fan, that, I feel like I wish they would have handled that a little bit differently. But obviously, you know, they make the decisions and do what's, you know, they think is best for the Wisconsin program. But, you know, I still wish, you know, they would have let him finish out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
That season as a, you know, the head coach he was, the success he had. And then, you know, you kind of get some time to make that coaching change too. But, you know, I think it's tough. It's a tough time for college athletics right now. I think with, you know, the NIL, the transfer, I mean, everything that's going on, I'm not saying good or bad. It's just, it's changed the game, you know, where, you know, is walk on. I mean, obviously you get a walk on that maybe earns their time. But are they actually going to stay with the program or get, you know, an NIL deal somewhere else or whatever the case may be? Like, it's just such a different time that I guess I'm a little jealous of the NIL money being thrown around because I probably could have had a decent deal in college. But, you know, obviously it made it more professional at a, you know, earlier stage for a lot of these players where, you know, I feel like college used to be, you know, you come in with a class and you're going to be there for 4 or 5 years. You really develop those relationships and that brotherhood. And that's what's special about college. You know, once you get to the NFL, you might have a guy there for 5 days. He might be there for 20 years like yourself. And so it is a little different, and it's harder to build those relationships at the NFL level. But now I feel like that's creeping into the college level, which is just, like I said, not, you know, good or bad. I mean, obviously for some of the players, good getting paid and whatnot. But it just makes it different, you know, just with the coaches. And I think you're seeing a lot of coaches that are, you know, just opting to be done with that. You know, I think the Virginia basketball coach, you know, ended up, and if I'm correct on that, I think he was, you know, left for that reason.
Tony Bennett.
Yeah, yep. I think it is like the culture of these programs. I said it right before you came on, like Luke Fickell and like a college coach has to be a constant salesman. Like they right. have to sell the program. They have to sell their concepts of what they're trying to accomplish, like why you should stay there and be there. Kind of on that front here. So you know, like you said, you were a walk-on, you came, you had success. If there was NIL at that time, would you, if a team came calling, you know, somewhere else and like it tried to pulled you away, would you have considered leaving Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I didn't have to deal with that, so I can't really say what would happen, but, you know, I would think I'd be pretty dumb not to. You know, obviously you never know. And I guess I'll say this with, you know, like if you look at a guy like Chucky Hepburn with the basketball team, you know, he'd been there for what, this is his last year, I believe it would have been. He ended up going to Louisville, I believe, because they offered him a pretty lucrative deal. And, you know, you look at a guy like that, like would he have, you know, as I think, yeah, I'd have to look at it, but I'm pretty sure he was, you know, this is his last season of eligibility.
Yep, it is.
Like a guy that's been at Wisconsin, like, don't you think that he would have loved to finish his career here? 100%. You know, like obviously built those relationships.
But you got to take the opportunity, you know, right?
Kind of your legacy and this and that. But at the end of the day, you know, are you going to have an opportunity in the NBA or the NFL? Like, you really don't know that. And so if you're offered money to go play somewhere else, you're kind of dumb not to take that and at least set yourself, you know, self up financially for the future. And so it just makes it tough on those guys. Like, would I have loved, you know, if I was in that situation, you know, looking back, like, if I would have been offered, like, I would have loved to say, like, hey, I would have stayed at Wisconsin. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, you got to make a decision that, you know, sets yourself and your family up for future success. And so it does. It just puts a really tough position on some of these players. Like I said, it's good for them. You know, I'm glad people, you know, these athletes are able to make, you know, some money and whatnot for themselves. And a lot of them life-changing money, or not a lot, maybe some.
For sure.
But it also puts you in a tough position where, yeah, I mean, did you want to, you know, graduate and finish your career at Wisconsin with your teammates? And, you know, most of these guys probably would like to stay where they're at, but, you know, you just got to make a financial decision too. So I don't know. It's good and bad. You know, it's a tough place. I think they have a lot to be, you know, still figure out here.
No doubt. Yeah, the NIL stuff is interesting, and I think they've, not necessarily dropped the ball. My like, always opinion on it was that, yeah, players should have some sort of, like, way at the end of a time, and it should be incentivized of sticking it out with a program, because we have just, like, literally eliminated the, you know, I grew up this, you know, with this team, or this is the team that I want to be with. It's now just like, what's the next opportunity? And I think, like, for youth, that's a really slippery slope. So it's like, my opinion always was, time served at a program, you know, get money set aside. So if you graduate, if you finish your time with that program, you are compensated for that. Because there is no guarantee. You might give 4 years to a program. There's no guarantee you're going to go play professional, but you did play a role, and you know, even if you had success at a place, that doesn't guarantee that you're going to have a, you know, success or an opportunity in the professional ranks. So I think there should be a compensation package at the end for these college athletes, but paying them within the you know, current system and doing it in a way where you can, you know, just offer a guy and snag him away from a program, or, you know, on all sides, women's sports as well. Like, you know, there's some, you know, women in college athletics that are just making a ton of money and, you know, getting pulled all over the place as well. So it's a very interesting system, and I just feel like they kind of dropped the ball on how it should be implemented to keep kind of the culture of college football and what those programs are intact.
For sure. I mean, yeah, I just think it's so new, and they got a lot to figure out, but I don't think besides financially, I don't think a player really improves its situation or his or her situation by going to another team. You know, I think it's probably best in most cases to stick out with the college, you know, that you're at. You know, barring some sort of, hey, if a coach leaves, you know, OC leaves, saying football or something like that, and, you know, you kind of change from a running to a throwing program or whatever it might be. Like, yeah, I think if something like that happens, you should have the ability to be able to transfer and do this to kind of, you know, align your, I guess, play style with the correct team. But, you know, for the most situations, I would say, like, yeah, I think it's best for those, you know, those players and those college, you know, athletes that have built relationships to be able to continue that and finish out their, you know, not only their academic career as well, but their athletic one, you know, at the college that they started with. But, yeah, they got a lot to figure out. It's just, it definitely changed the game. I know we kind of got on the tangent there, but it's, yeah, it does kind of, you know, you kind of talk about the college game. You really can't, you know, discuss that without, you know, talking about NIL and really the transfer portal and what that's done and changed in that level.
No doubt. I think super producer Tommy has a question for you.
Yes. Thank you, Mason. Yeah, Jared, this is producer Tommy here. First of all, I want to give you a second here if you want to shout out Cudahy High School in any way. Feel free to do that right now.
Or Wautoma.
Good old Wautoma Hornets back in the day. So I'm only like 20, you know, minutes south of Wautoma where I'm living now. So I get to kind of keep my tab on that.
Okay.
And how they're doing and whatnot.
So all not right. a cut of hay.
I know Tyler was part over there, but that's all right. That's cool. I'm just a fellow Packer, so I just wanted to put that out there. I have a serious question.
Hold on. There's a special place on Earth for anyone connected to Cudahy. Like they think that like we think that the sun revolves around Earth. Cudahy thinks that Earth revolves around Cudahy. Mm. It's unbelievable.
Might.
I got two cousins that went to Cudahy.
So. I know. Yeah. That's what I mean. So I wanted to show some love on that. The other thing I wanted to mention here, Jared, we've been talking a lot about the Badgers with their identity crisis that it seems like their offense is going through now. When you were at Wisconsin, you played with maybe the best crop of running backs in a stretch there at the university. You know, just like not even to mention, I have four names for you here. And there's a couple that got left off because these are maybe my personal favorites that I wanted to mention here for you. If you had to blind rank them here, John Clay, James White, Melvin Gordon, Monte Ball, where are you going?
Sure. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, each brought a different element to the game. You know, I had 1 year with Clay. So I probably got to put him at fourth, no disrespect, but just because I played three, four years with the other guys. Oh, man. It's tough, though, with all of them. I would have to say, I mean, you know, Melvin was a young cat. He brought a lot to the team, but I'd have to put him at third, when I was playing, obviously. And, you know, James and Melvin were really, or I mean, James and Monte were really a 1-2 punch, but I think you got to go James at two, and then, you know, you got to put Monte at one. Obviously, the accolades that he racked up and the career that he had and the season, you know, that he had with the touchdowns, I think you got to put him at one. But, I mean, all of them. Yeah, I mean.
And I think that's the point, Jared. Like, all of them. Like, reading those names.
It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable the amount of running back riches that went through the halls at Camp Randall.
Right.
That's why I think we've been a little frustrated with the fickle like air raid, you know, bringing like this new system, because it's just like Wisconsin Badger football is run the ball, play action, have a quarterback that can, you know, hit the receivers, where they have. You were a two-time all Big Ten player when you were there, and you had amazing running backs. Like, I don't see any receivers on this team that, you know, with an air raid offense that they're trying to implement, that have any, you know, business looking at a Big Ten, award. So the fact that like you go away from just being this pound the rock, you know, have really good receivers that can, you know, facilitate off that run, just feels like a bit of a miss for what the Badgers football program has been in the past.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think they can go both ways, though. I mean, if you have the air raid, you know, and it opens up the run game, I mean, you know, you should be able to open the box. It's just they haven't – and, you know, they've had good runs here, stretches this season, but they just – you know, they haven't been able to finish games. That's been the main thing. And obviously your quarterback goes down and Braden Locks came in and done well. But – we just haven't been able to finish some of those games. I mean, you look at like the USC game, that one was kind of left up. Even Alabama, I mean, Alabama at home, before halftime, if we didn't, fumble, didn't miss going for it on like, I think it was a fourth down that we didn't get. I think there was maybe even a missed field goal or whatever it was. There was like three plays that, you know, if you don't do that, we go into halftime, maybe even with the lead, and that's a different game. So, I mean, we've had good, I guess, stretches of football. We just haven't put it, completely together. So, I don't know, you can have both. It's just, yeah, we've kind of went away from what Wisconsin was, but you can still have that, ground and pound with around the ball in the middle. If you have a couple good wide receivers and spread it out a little bit, it should make it easier on the inside. But we just haven't seen everything put together completely yet. I wouldn't write anything off yet. I think, we've seen some good stuff this year. I mean, last year I would say it was a little bit of a disappointment, but, this year you're starting to see some splashes. So, I don't know. I mean, obviously it is a different type of football. I think you can still have, run the ball with this air raid type offense, but we just haven't seen enough yet, I would say.
Fair.
Well, yeah, fair enough. Good take, Jared. Oh man, well, really appreciate you jumping on. I know it was a little bit last minute this morning, but I love hearing your takes, and obviously being a local guy that got to play for both in-state teams, just a really cool story. And you're a good friend of mine, Jared, and I appreciate your support when you come out to the Vince Lombardi Cancer Foundation's charity golf event. And just keep doing your thing, and keep making people money out there.
Well, good connecting with you, Mason. I love having you as a teammate, and keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thanks, Jared. I appreciate you.
All right.
Thanks, Jared. That's Jared Abradaris. And, that was, again, to be a fly on the wall to listen to you guys talk ball is just like, it's just fun. It's like I don't know who. So if you are literally, like, you're on the Odyssey app, or you're on 1250 or 105.7, and you literally just tuned in, or you missed the first 10 minutes of that, but you tuned in for the rest of it, go to the free Odyssey app. Go to thefanmilwaukee.com. This is like time worth your while to listen to Mason Crosby and Jared Abradaris with a little Tommy.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jared's take on what it is to play with Aaron Rodgers, and like I hope to bring more guys on from, like, their experiences on how just the nuances of what the NFL is and what playing football is. It's not just X's and O's lining up and running plays. Like, there are a lot of expectations and a lot of things that you have to do within each play. And so, yeah, Jared gave a great insight to that. And, what a cool story how he, walked on in Wisconsin, did his thing, and, made it into the NFL. So, great guy, great teammate. And, I'm fortunate I get to see him, on a yearly basis still.
From UW football to UW basketball, we're going to get a little bit into the game last night. The Badgers barely surviving against University of Texas, directional, left, right, up, down, River Valley, Mesa, Plateau. There's a lot of them. And also talk a little bit about, we had it on our rundown yesterday. It was number 13 Purdue at number 15 Marquette. Well, the new rankings came out. It's now number 6 Purdue at number 15 Marquette tonight. By the way, the Badgers are also ranked 19th. So we'll talk a little college hoops coming up. Jared Abradaris, by the way, I think he used to play a little hoops too back in high school. And
I bet he balled.
Yeah, he was.
He did everything.
Did you ball, Mason? Did you ever ball? Did you ever play basketball in high school?
Oh yeah, I played basketball.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you're not short. I quit. You're a tall dude.
Yeah, I was more of a defender. Not not always the best shooter.
Lockdown? Were you locked down?
Oh yeah, effort guy.
Love it. He's Mason Crosby. I'm Mitch Nels. Tommy's on the other side of the glass. You're listening to the Mason Crosby Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan Studios, powered by the Podwatomi Sportsbook.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.